Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Maggie and Perloff hanging out with you this afternoon. National championship was decided last night. Georgia, the big winners over Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. And we're just listening to a little of an interview from Stetson Bennett, of not the GMA interview. We played that where he's half drunk and it was hilarious and he's clearly like half asleep. But another interview that he did today where he says that his future at Georgia is still up in the air. And I find that very interesting. Let's welcome in right now Brian Jones, CBS Sports college football analyst and one of the funniest and coolest people I know. Brian, how the hell are you doing?
How the hell are you doing, Miss Maggie?
Oh, Brian, it is so good to hear your voice, my friend. Of course,
likewise, if there's likewise. And what are you talking about? What's this noise about me not my future being up in the air, Georgia? Who are we talking about?
I've No, you're a certified legend everywhere you go, Brian. But I'm talking about Stetson Bennett. So he made these interesting comments about how he's got to trust the decisions of the coaching staff next year. Brian, the guy just won them a national championship, along with that defense, of course. How do you not bring back the guy who just won you the natty?
You definitely bring him back. That's ridiculous. But you're always looking to improve upon every position. And if he's the man to man that position again, after helping them accomplish the national title, you're the man. And if not, you're not. And we saw this with Jalen Hurts, and you know, he was the guy starting as a true freshman, leading the Bama to championships, and then here comes Tua Tagovailoa. Everyone in the building knew, wait a minute, this dude different. He got something that looked different. And the players are the first to notice. And so if that occurs there in Athens, where they bring in someone who just takes that performance, takes that position to a whole nother level, you got to live with it because it's a game of competition. That's what it's about. I don't understand why he would sit there, and hopefully he wasn't sulking or feeling sorry for himself. Oh, shucks. You know, nah, man, you just won a title. Enjoy it. You'll worry about next year, this spring, once ball commences again. But that's not something I would concern myself with, other than I want to get better, and that should be the goal each and every season.
Brian, it's Andrew, and I'm just starting here with Maggie, and I got here, and everyone's like, you're going to love Brian Jones. You're going to love Brian. So far, I see it. Yeah, and I think you'll love me. I don't know. It's early. But
I don't have enough tall, good-looking white men in my life. I love you, dog.
You can never have enough.
But you don't have Perloff. Now, I don't know if that was describing him, but.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me ask you about the other quarterback. If you hadn't watched Bryce Young all year and you tuned in last night, you might not have thought he was that great. You might not have understood the Heisman. How much of last night's loss do you put on Bryce Young, and how much was a circumstance?
Well, it was a different ball game than the one where we were sitting there on our lofty perch at CBS Sports for the SEC championship ball game, because they weren't able to apply as much pressure. And yes, you have to factor in that he had some pieces missing, and dare I say, some very significant pieces that were missing. That being said, he still has some guys there with a ton of talent, just not the experience. And you over a season, man, you build a rapport. You guys have this intricate idea or understanding where each person's going to be in any given moment. And you're able to improvise, as we saw in that SEC championship game where Bryce Young morphed into CP3, pitching it, you know, to his right, to Brian Robinson. So there's a rapport you build, and when that's missing and you lose one of the baddest dudes in all the game, Jameson Williams, a guy that they had no answer for in the first installment, Georgia, and when he's out, as Kirby Smart and they reported in the game last night, said, hey, guys, it's a little different now with that guy out. So that affords the defensive coordinator more flexibility. You can do a lot more combo packages and things of that nature. And when things are pouring in on all sides of you, it's hard to think straight. And that's what we witnessed with Bryce Young, man. He wasn't as comfortable as he would have been if he had all the pieces that had been there for the entire season. So it's no knock on him. That would be any quarterback. And as great as he has played as a first-year starter winning the Heisman, when you're getting that type of harassment, you're being marauded by a historically dominant defense that didn't get to you the first time, but they got to you a lot more in this ball game. Things such as what we witnessed last night occur.
Man, Brian Jones is our guest. We're saying just how he hung in the pocket when guys are just barreling down on him. He showed a lot of toughness, even if they didn't come away with the win. Tell me if this struck you at all. It struck me, but I could be off. Didn't seem like Nick Saban was like totally bent out of shape about this loss. You know, super complimentary to Kirby Smart. Obviously, they worked together for a long time. You know, taking time out to praise his guys in a post-game press conference, you know, just didn't seem like this was a gut-wrenching loss to him, where I feel like before there's been times where Saban really wears the losses more outwardly. Did you pick up on that, or am I off here?
I definitely picked up. That's an astute observation, Miss Maggie, because as he was chatting with Kirby in the middle of the field at the conclusion of the game, the dude cracked a smile.
Smiled.
He just lost. He cracked a smile while he's talking to the cat that just defeated him. And we know how much he abhors losing, as we all do or should. And yet, he was out there cracking a smile. And I think he was just resigned to the fact that, hey, I didn't have all my horses. That's not taking away anything from what Georgia was able to accomplish. Not whatsoever. But it is what it is. And he went out, and they went from, as I have called them, Little Bama to Big Bad Georgia after winning that game last night. So I think this is like, hey, okay, you got this one. It is what it is. We're going to move on. Yeah, he wasn't this bombastic guy that you normally would see. He was at peace with it. I think that's the most simplistic way to couch what we witnessed with Nick Saban and how he took all that in.
Yeah, I see what's happening here, Brian. Everything Maggie asks is going to be a brilliant question and observation where I'm going to have to work extra hard.
The guy understands. I mean, it's just the truth. What do we?
You didn't even want to answer the question. You just want
to
praise it.
Come on, baby.
Listen, well, great minds think alike. You know, Brian saw it. I saw it. I knew he saw it.
All right.
Well, that chuckle, I'm telling you, I was taking it back.
You know what's funny about this? You know, we obviously compare Saban and Belichick all the time because they're coaching and they're friends, but they also have the same thing. Like when they both smile, it's like looking at an eclipse. It's like painful to watch. I'm like, I don't think you can look directly in their faces when they smile.
That's
it's like dangerous.
All right, Brian, yes. you've recovered a few fumbles in your life. Have you ever seen a more casual fumble pickup than Alabama's Brian Branch on that controversial call? First of all, did the officials get it right? And after that happened, did you expect Alabama to just roll off that play?
Yes, I did expect them to answer your last question first. I expected them to roll after that turnover, getting that extra possession. And no, I have never witnessed a more casual fumble recovery. Now, he didn't even think he was recovering a fumble. He thought it was an incomplete pass, and he was just out for a little leisurely Sunday jog. to the sideline. I mean, come on. I had to rewind. I wasn't even waiting on the replay. I was rewinding the DVR. Let me see. What happened right here now? Oh, I think he got his pinky toe and them other toes in. if they say that was not a complete incomplete pass, this is going to be a fumble recovery. But, yeah, man, you're talking about just a ridiculous play and then the subsequent recovery. Never, ever have I seen anything as cool as that. Because usually you're clawing trying to get to the damn ball. And here's my man just, all right, I got this. Y'all be cool.
Another storyline that took off on Twitter, and I'm not sure this has crossed your radar. Will Anderson, dominant Alabama pass rusher. If you're Will Anderson, do you at least consider not playing next year? Because you know you have a guaranteed top five pick in the NFL and millions of dollars headed your way.
That dude would be a top five pick if he could come out this spring in the NFL draft. That's how much of a force he is and dominant a player the young man has showcased. I'm sure it's probably going to cross his mind, but just knowing what we've witnessed from him over the last couple seasons and his interaction with those guys, he's not going to even – he won't contemplate that for as long as we have discussed it just now. He's a baller. He wants to play. He understands I have to play one more year. I'm going to go out and play. Are there opportunities that exist for me to be injured? Sure. But the manner in which he plays gives him a lot of leeway, or I think shields him is more the proper way. The manner in which he plays, how forceful he plays, how physical he is, how smart he is as a football player, because it's not just brawn and brute strength. The guy has an incredible football IQ. You know, that shields him a lot from those injuries that could happen. And there's never a 100% guarantee you're not going to get hurt, but no, he's a baller. He wants to play football. That's what he loves to do. He's going to be out there. Mm.
Brian and Maggie, too, do you guys think they still need that eligibility rule? Some guys are just ready. Like Leonard Fournette was ready. Is there ever an exception where a guy should be able to go early?
I mean, Brian, you're the expert here. What do you think?
I'm going to agree with you, Andrew. There are some guys, as I said earlier, the players know for like, yeah, he different, coach. so, yeah, there are. You know, every blue moon there comes a guy that is, he can just go play at that level. He's a freak. And that's what Will Anderson Jr. is. He's a straight-up freak, man. And so every now and then you'll get a guy like that at certain position. Jameson Williams. I mean, you know, freak. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah. To answer your question,
I think
you answered a great question.
See, we're close now.
I know. Am I on the outside now?
I feel like the dynamics are really changing as this interview keeps going.
Never, never, Maggie, ever. You always.
Yeah. Oh, Brian, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on the show with us. Thank you for talking about the national championship game. We will hit you up certainly around the draft, no doubt about that. But even before. Have fun wherever you are in the world. Have a great time. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Well, let me give a shout-out to Earl Campbell because I just flew from home in Florida to Tyler, Texas. We've got the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose College Football Award, which I'm emceeing tomorrow night. And congrats to you two on the new show. And I don't know how the hell y'all hang out with Samter, but you know, just smack him a little bit.
You know, we're getting through it. Powering, muscling. This is like, Georgia at the goal line here. We're going to find a way. Brian, thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.